You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Okay, I want to remind everybody, it's my 8th anniversary show. Ron Shuffield, my main man, is here. We're taking it out. We're going to talk real estate. I got the fist bump from Ron Shuffield. You folks at EWM, I got Ron Shuffield to give me a fist bump. Now, Ron and I are going to talk. He's going, what are we going to talk about? Ron, I could talk forever. That's why I got a radio show. I'm waiting for Don Weidenfeld to call in. He's probably closing some huge deal. We'll put Don on in a couple of weeks because I'm in Gainesville next week. But remember, call me at 305-773-6300 if I can help you out with a mortgage. Now, Ron, we've been talking about the real estate market here in town. You see everything from your catbird seat. You got all your charts in front of you. I never usually allow people with charts. You will allow with the chart because I may ask you a question that requires a chart. Now, Ron, where is the market stronger than maybe it's not somewhere else? Like a place that's focused on locals maybe is stronger. I don't know if that's like Broward County, Palm Beach County. Maybe they don't do volume, but they got pace and stuff. So tell me, where are things kind of in balance? And please say Palm Beach County because I just started financing a deal in Palm Beach County.
Yeah, I think
somebody else needs a loan.
Uh-oh, better take that.
No. I'm talking to you.
Yeah, you know, Broward County numbers are very strong. You know, the inventory in Broward is actually low. We have less inventory in Broward based on the sales that we're having there than we are in Dade. So our months of supply there are both single family and condos are both under 6 months of supply.
Where? Like in the bottom, in the middle, in the top? Does it look like a bell curve like I had to know from college? What does the supply look like?
It's under 6 months. So in Broward County, you have, I'll give you the
look at the
numbers.
Charts. I don't let people look at charts, right. But you all let look at charts. Get photos of him. I'm going to make
get
you
looking
people.
At these charts.
Yeah. And you got those glasses on, so you look smart, too.
Hey, And the Broward County single-family market, we only have 3 months of supply.
People are liking you, Ron, on Facebook, so it's really working for you. I don't know why, but it is.
It's because you're pumping it all up over there.
Well, I am, but you're good stuff. You've got great information. We just want to make it fun.
Broward County single-family homes are supply is 3 months, and in condos we're at 5 months. And in Dade County, the single-family supply is now at 5 months. And condos are at 11 months. And
okay.
So that's not a surprise because we've been building a lot of condos for the last 5 or 6 years.
And now they're building them up in Broward. High five to George for getting the message and moving his stuff up to Broward. You know, they are one of the sponsors on the show. High five to the Related Group. We'll have them back again later this month. Now, Ron, I know that you do a lot of marketing for projects, not just individual stuff.
Yes.
What are you starting to see as far as the projects? Are they starting to, and I don't want to talk about one specifically, it doesn't have to be one that you guys are working on.
Sure.
But are you starting to see them offer more incentives? How are they enticing people? And are they being able to close deals once they get people through the door?
Yes.
But that's 62 questions. You can answer them one
sure.
at a time.
Well, the investor has really been driving this market for the last 6 years. You know, a lot of condos where investors know that they're easy to rent. We've been having great success with that. They finish a building after 2-3 years, and then we have enough tenants to fill it.
Easy to rent. So are they doing like the Airbnb thing?
No, these are annual rentals. You know, most of the condos don't allow, you know, a short-term rental. So
I wonder why. That's a joke.
And I think that we will continue to see that, but with the new construction that's still under construction, we're beginning to see some of our leases take a little bit longer. I mean, we've added a month to rent. It was taking us about 2 months to rent an apartment, and now that's up to about 3 months in many of our markets. And that's just because we're having a greater supply than we had before.
Now, when you're renting a condo, I remember when I was renting a condo, I live in a purpose-built apartment building, which is gorgeous. I want to thank Bainbridge for making my life heaven at the Hamilton. But when you're renting the condos, I always remembered that you'd always walk in and every condo had yellow carpet and like that bamboo-y furniture with the Hawaiian stuff on. See, she's even nodding. That's a place you saw first too, right? We were at the same place, I guarantee it, over one of them places on Brickell Avenue, right? But Ron, now do they come furnished like that for that type of a taste? Oh boy, I had a struggle to not insult somebody. Or do they come like decorator ready where it's empty and you can throw your stuff in, or kind of both?
You're talking about to purchase or to rent?
Rent.
Okay, now rent, totally finished. I mean, you know, your floors today, a lot of, not stone finishes, but basically some kind of a tile finish.
Oh, I love living under that guy.
Porcelain tile. Well, they insulate those floors, so you don't hear that.
Oh, of course they do.
And we have a lot of wood going in now. A lot of people like wood floors, so we're seeing that. But, you know, not a lot of carpet anymore. You know, the newer units all like hard surfaces. People can bring their own rugs.
Yeah, they put carpeting in on our floor, and I think we're the only people in the whole building that had carpet, but that's because I got plantar fasciitis. But now we're talking about more information than I think most people want.
You're in a beautiful building. How's all that waterscape downstairs?
I wonder who designed that building, Ron. Softball you.
Yeah, we were working with that way back, and I guess that was in the early 80s.
I thank you.
82.
Bro, I thank you every single day. I wake up, it's got great floor plans, it's got great views, it's got a great location, and it's got a great resident in it, my wife.
Yeah, that was a pace-setting building at the time.
It's still a pace-setting building. Yeah, it's architecturally significant. The only difference from today to 3 years ago is I used to say it's the big gray building. Now I got to say it's the little gray building.
Oh, yeah, you're getting surrounded with a lot of large buildings there. But that whole neighborhood, of course, has transformed over these last 5 or 6 years.
It's amazing. We can go somewhere now and have dinner without getting on I-95. My wife can, you know, my wife, as I call her, oh, you're going to love this. I call her an urban hunter-gatherer because what she does is she goes to the different places. Wanda's giving me like the look. Do I got to go for traffic, Wanda? I want to because I want you to love me, Wanda. So we're going to have more of this great banter with my good friend, Ron Shuffield. We're going to talk about the residential real estate market. Maybe Don will call in. I think he's rolling to another week because he's making a big trade. We're going to talk all this great stuff about the residential real estate market with guru Ron Shuffield, who sits at the top of the Berkshire Hathaway-owned EWM Real Estate. I'm going to make you say the ladies' names again because that's just awesome stuff. Wanda, take it away. We'll have great information around the corner you can use to make money. Stick with us.